you're listening to Agriculture Today. Once more, K-State's Department of Agricultural Economics will welcome producers and allied interests in for the 2016 Risk and Profit Conference on the campus. That'll take place the 18th and 19th of August at the Alumni Center here at the university. Setting the tone for the conference is a session that'll feature our guest now, looking at the farm financial situation and what might be down the road in that respect. Michael Taylor is an agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension. Michael, you'll be teaming up with fellow agricultural economist Alan Featherstone to take on this topic of the farm financial situation, which by all measures is less than rosy right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the reasons that we're speaking at the beginning of the conference is to give the participants a sense of, you know, where we are, how we got here, and what kind of things are going to impact how we move forward. And I think it's important to be realistic about what's good and bad in the current situation, and where the challenges and for some folks opportunities lie over the course of the next couple of years, in terms of making it in agriculture and, you know, being successful and coming out on what we hope is the other side of this downturn in a strong position.
We'll explore a bit of that. Alan's part on this will be more of a global perspective. You'll be narrowing it down for your part on what's happening on the Kansas Farm and Ranch currently, and you'll be drawing from the most recent Kansas Farm Management Association data, which pointed out that net farm income in Kansas dropped precipitously this past year.
Yes, we went from over 100,000 net farm income for the average farm family in Kansas to just under $5,000. Yeah. That's over 100 to just below $5,000. That's almost unheard of. In fact, I don't know if we've ever seen that kind of a drop off. And it takes us, you know, a little time to collect the data and gather it. I think most people knew that 2015 wasn't a good year. We've just demonstrated it with the data now at this point. But that's important. It's important to be able to put that information up there, because even if producers are pretty confident they know where they're at in their situation, as you mentioned, you know, all the other folks in the industry, the input suppliers, the lenders, the landowners, the non-operating landowners, they need to be aware of where we're at and, you know, the situation that we're in, because some pretty major adjustments are going to be made. We have to talk about what do cost structures need to look like under this, you know, new crop price scenario. How do we bring those costs back down? How do we renegotiate those rental rates? How do we keep our machinery costs, you know, low and but still be efficient and productive, you know, in our business?
Are there any answers to those questions?
Well, the answers are always specific to the farm and to the producer. And so it can be very hard for us to speak in really general terms about what you need to do in order to be in a good position. But what it comes down to always is your farm management strategy, how many resources, how much time and effort you put into being a good farm manager and keeping track of your costs. Several of the sessions that we're going to have at Risk and Profit are going to, rather than try to tell you specifically what you should do or what you shouldn't do, is to talk about the ways to think about different decisions, what you need to factor in when you look at things. I'll give you an example. You know, we're going to talk about diversifying to look at the possibility of, say, growing cover crops and or grazing them for livestock. And those kinds of options will be more viable for some folks than they are for others. Mm-hmm. But it's just really important when you look at any option that you're going to undertake in order to try to increase your income, that you be able to objectively, as much as possible, objectively and based on good economic data, to be able to make that decision and make sure that you're actually improving things. Mm-hmm. You know, other examples can be, so most people are going to want to start holding on to the machinery longer. At what point does it become, you know, such that your machinery costs, your repair and maintenance costs are too high relative to what you could, you know, get a newer machine for? There's just lots of these examples, and I can't tell any, we're not going to be able to tell any one producer or attendee at this meeting, you should do this, you should do that.
But you want to give them fodder for
but
thought.
You want to give them, they want to give folks the information and the parameters around which they can think about these decisions and try to make an educated decision.
Among your areas of emphasis in your work here at K-State, something you mentioned a moment ago, rental rates, and that's such a dicey proposition when determining where those should be, considering the current farm economy and what adjustments can be made and how competitive one must be in renting ground and staying at a certain level of productivity to be viable. You're going to likely address that as well.
Right. So this is a tough one. Because whenever we are in a situation where rental rates are either going up or coming down quickly, when we're not in a stable situation, it becomes a challenge to do that back and forth between the tenant and the landowner of negotiating something that's feasible, economically feasible, you can afford it, but that you're not trying to undercut to where your landowner's going to go looking for somebody else. And, you know, part of this is about K-State offering some good general information to make sure that both our landowners and tenants, you know, are aware of where profitability is and what is economically feasible to pay for ground. But part of it is trying to put that emphasis back on those participants and saying, look, how good is your communication between you and your landowner? How much information do you share with them on a regular basis? Because you need to be sharing some information with them now so that they understand what's going on. This is always when the strength of the relationship that you have and the management skills that you put into your managing your leases, this is when it will pay off for you, is because you're going to be able to actually tell those people, look, you know, we've had good years and we've had bad years and we're growing up and down, but here's the situation, and then your landowner will understand. The tough one is when you don't have that communication, you don't have that strong business relationship with them, and they don't understand why you're wanting to drop the rent.
And likely you'll be taking up land value trends in this discussion, won't you?
Yes, and those are a little harder to interpret. All signs would point to land values falling off because profitability has fallen off, and we
but
know
they
that
haven't.
They haven't, not like we thought they would. You know, and I understand that those are going to lag. You know, land values are not going to adjust as quickly as crop prices or even rental rates. But in a lot of parts of the state, good quality land is still holding its value. Now, we are, you know, more than halfway through 2016, and this fall will be the strongest selling season for land, and I think that will be our best indicator. How things go this fall will really, you know, show us where we're at in terms of those land prices. But, you know, remember, we had several years of really strong commodity prices, folks were making really good money. If they're in a strong financial position and they still have some of that cash, if a good piece of land comes up for sale, they can be a strong bidder for it. Mm-hmm. So there is some ground that will not really see a big dip because it's good quality ground and there will be somebody ready to buy it. Lower quality ground, right? We're going to be a little pickier on that. We're not going to be as willing to bid up ground that is maybe marginal. So I think we are seeing a softening of the land market on the lower quality ground side. But the high quality ground in most parts of the state is still right at the premiums that we've seen for the last 2 years.
Well, all of this will be material covered in the tone-setting presentation that Michael and Alan Featherstone will present at Risk and Profit Conference, the Farm Financial Situation. Michael, lastly, what do you hope attendees will take away from not only your presentation with Alan, but the entire conference?
I hope they take away some nuggets of information, some things that get them thinking about what they can do to shore up their businesses and try to be a little less pessimistic, maybe even a little bit optimistic that some opportunities are going to present themselves and how can they be in the best position to take advantage of those. You know, agriculture goes up and goes down in terms of
this
profitability.
This is nothing new.
This is nothing new. It is new for some producers who are relatively new to the game, mm-hmm. right? You know, the longer you've been in the business, the more you are accepting of those ups and downs, and you probably don't get as stressed out about them. So what I hope people come away with is feeling like, you know, this is manageable, or recognizing that there's a decision-making process that they can go through and think about things, and to try to be as objective as possible about, you know, what they can and can't accomplish, what needs to happen, and what things have to be maybe put on the back burner for a while until things turn around.
And the information that will be presented at this conference will feed right into those decisions that you producers will be making here in the coming months and perhaps years. Michael, thanks for coming over, and we will see you at Risk and Profit here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Michael Taylor, Research and Extension Agricultural Economist at K-State, one of the many presenters at the 2016 Risk and Profit Conference on the Kansas State University campus, August the 18th and the 19th. All details, including how to register, can be found at agmanager.info. It's the new look website, by the way. AgManager.info. This is Agriculture Today.